This is KUNC. The debate over transportation funding dominated the state legislative session this year. But despite a green light for Senate Bill 1, which secured $645 million over the next 2 years for road improvements, the state still falls short of its need. That's why one group wants to ask voters to pick up the slack this November. KUNC's Matt Bloom has more.
Yikes.
This is me running late for a recent afternoon interview in Denver. Traffic on I-25 is slowed to a crawl.
This is Matt Bloom. I am about 20 minutes out from.
I share this not to embarrass myself, but because all of us have been in this situation at one time or another, and it's getting worse. That's why a coalition that includes the Denver Chamber of Commerce, mayors, and business leaders from around the state is moving forward with its idea for a 0.62% 20-year sales tax increase to fund road improvements. If successful, the ballot question would raise the state sales tax from 2.9% to 3.52%.
Hi, Kelly. Hi. Good to meet you in person. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Despite my tardiness, Chamber President and CEO Kelly Bruff still took the time to go deeper on their ballot question. Because it's been decades since Colorado voters were asked to pass a tax for roads, I asked her to make the pitch to those who may be skeptical.
Not only do you need to invest the money to improve your quality of life, but with a sales tax, 80 million visitors to our state are going to help fund it, too.
And that's each year. The largest piece of the spending pie, 45%, would go to the Colorado Department of Transportation for things like improving I-25 and 70.
15% of the money goes to regional kind of projects. These could be everything from bus rapid transit to bike and ped improvements, but where counties throughout the state could come together to identify what are their local priorities.
The remaining 40% would be split evenly between cities and counties. In all, Bruff estimates the tax will generate $766 million annually to chip away at CDOT's $9 billion project backlog.
Let's get this policy party started, please.
At the Chamber's transportation-focused luncheon earlier this month, Governor John Hickenlooper was the keynote speaker. He's long pushed for more transportation funding during his time in office.
If we continue to push for economic development, it's malpractice for us not to push for sufficient resources that we can build infrastructure to accommodate that growth.
And by resources, he means money. He issued this prediction.
And at a certain point, young entrepreneurs and people building businesses and lives are going to start choosing other states to go to if we don't address this.
Senate Bill 1 will help the problem, but it's nowhere near enough. That's the point Kelly Bruff drove home.
The only way we will ensure that our state funds transportation is if we dedicate those funds ourselves as voters.
I went to Denver's 16th Street Mall to ask voters if they'd be willing to pay higher taxes for better roads.
I don't support that.
Jason Rutherford lives in Loveland. Even with a tax, he's doubtful that improvements would come quickly to I-25 and other roadways.
To tax me for something that I'm not going to see, like in my relevance of creating income for myself, no.
Yeah, I feel like we have grown a lot as a city, especially in the 5 years I've been here.
But Tatiana Gomish sees things differently. She's a recent college grad and a Denver resident. In between bites on an ice cream bar, she says she'd vote yes.
And I feel like it's definitely like a good investment to like expand our freeways and everything. So I would be willing to pay more in taxes to get that resolved.
I lived in Atlanta, I lived in Boston, I worked in New York. This place is so simple and easy compared to those big cities. Absolutely.
Peter Barris has been in Denver for 2 years now. He's on a break from work.
I drive to the mountains almost every weekend, so absolutely. If it's going to help make the traffic easier there, sure. Why not?
And you wouldn't really think that much about it?
No.
And that's exactly the way the Denver Chamber of Commerce and the rest of the coalition is hoping voters will feel in November. They have until August to collect enough signatures to get the question on the ballot, and they could have some competition, too. Another possible question by the Independence Institute, a libertarian think tank, would ask voters to borrow money without new taxes. For KUNC, I'm Matt Bloom.